Welcome to the Catholic Truth Podcast, where we teach and preach the truth of the Catholic faith without compromise and without apology. We want to give you high energy and non-boring Catholicism, where anyone at any time can come to know exactly what the Catholic Church teaches and why. We do apologetics, spirituality, other religions, our culture, and more. Most of all, we want to inspire you, inform you, and help you to know, love, and live your Catholic faith with purpose and passion. We are Catholic Truth. Astrology. The problems with astrology. There's sometimes the many big problems with astrology. And some Catholics ask the question, can we do astrology? Can we look at horoscopes? Even if it's just for fun in the paper and we don't take it seriously, is that okay? And especially the fact that people get ripped off by astrologers, tarot card readers, psychics, horoscopes, palm readers, all of that. 98% of it is all false. They're literally ripping you off. They're stealing your money. And all you're doing is trying to go get help, find out some information, see if somebody died. And of course, the bottom line is that most astrologers aren't even true to begin with. And in fact, when they take a bunch of astrological readings and they put it in front of astrologer, including that own astrologer's personal astrological reading, they can't even locate their own among others. And studies have found that if you send readings to 10 different astrologers, they're going to interpret it 10 completely different ways. Now, someone has to ask the question, which way is correct? How do we know which one is right? And if they all disagree with each other, is it legit or are they just making it up from their imagination? And one rigorous scientific study showed that over 3,000 horoscope predictions, of all 3,000, only 10% proved true. 10%, not 90%, not even 50%, not even 25%, 10% proved true. And people are paying money for this. They're getting ripped off. We're going to show you how an astrologer or a psychic or a tarot card reader, they can tell you everything about your life without even knowing you. Because some people say, I went there and they don't know me and I didn't tell them much, but they knew everything about me. How could they know if it's not true? Oh, they know. And there's a whole art to knowing. And also in a minute, we're going to show how 2% of astrology is true. And that's the scary one that you want to stay away from. And even the top psychic in the world, who even used to work for the police to try to solve cases, was proven a fraud. So when I say that the majority of this is all fraudulent and fake and they're stealing your money and it's not true, I mean it. Some people come up to me and say, hey, what's your sign? That's an astrology term. Are you a Libra? Or are you a Gemini? Are you Virgo or Aquarius? What's your sign? When people ask me what my sign is, I just make the sign of the cross and say, Jesus. Insert big smile. And people are like, what? I was like, it's fake, bro. It's not real. Astrology's not real. There are no signs that dictate your life or tell you who you are or determine your future or anything like that. Yeah, there's constellations in the sky, but here's the thing. Most people confuse astronomy, which is the true art of science. It's an actual science. And astrology, which is more of a pseudoscience and more based off pagan Babylonian influences and spirituality. Here's what I mean. Back in the day, the Babylonians used to believe that the pagan gods inhabited planets. They lived in the planets. And so Mars, for example, who was the god of war, inhabited a certain planet. So if you were born under that sign, Mars, or maybe under Venus, you're going to have two different types of temperaments. So the person born under Mars is going to be aggressive. They're going to be angry. They're going to be assertive and that sort of thing. Whereas Venus is going to be much more loving, patient, kind. They're going to be a totally different person. So astrology, in short, without bogging you down with the nitty gritty details about zodiac constellations and ecliptics and that sort of thing. In short, they try to find which sign you were born under because these signs supposedly tell us information about ourselves, our personalities, who we're going to be, and who we can be in the future, who we are as people. So once you know your sign, you can know who you are as a person. The more you know about the sign, the more you can know about yourself. But the problem with this is that the signs, the constellation, the zodiac, that does not determine who we are. God determines who we are. God made us. He's our Father. He knows us inside and out, and He knows who He made us to be. So when we put our belief or our faith in the stars, we're putting it in something other than God. In a sense, we're breaking the first commandment, which is worshiping false gods, not trusting God and not putting God first. We're trusting in other things other than God. And that's one of the big problems with astrology and psychics and horoscopes and other things that are not from God and are often from the devil. So these things do not tell us our temperaments or our characteristics or anything else. And in fact, as we're going to see right now, astrology isn't even true. And so it can't tell you who you are, your temperament, your characteristics, or anything else, because it's false. And even astronomy has proven that it's false. This throws a bomb on many people who believe in astrology, but they don't realize that astrology and astronomy don't match up. They don't line up. They're not the same thing. Zodiac has shifted over time due to the gravitational pull of the moon. Here, listen to what scientists actually say about this. Astronomer Paul Kunkel says this, quote, "Since the Babylonian zodiac periods were established millennia ago, the moon's gravitational pull has made the Earth wobble around its axis in a process called precession. This has created a one-month bump in the star's alignment, meaning that when astrologers say that the sun is in Pisces, it's really not in Pisces." So, in plain English, we could go over that in more scientific detail, and we do in my book, Counterfeit Spirituality. But the bottom line is that people who think that they're Pisces are not actually Pisces, because it has bumped the astrological signs 1 month. It has shifted it one entire month. So it's off about 30 days due to the gravitational pull of the moon. So people who think they're Pisces are not, in fact, Pisces anymore. People who think they're Libras are not Libras. In fact, they're not in the signs. They're actually a sign before or after. They're in a completely different sign than they think they are, because the constellations have shifted. And when I tell people this, you know, I share this information with them, sometimes they're like, "Really? I didn't know that. I mean, whoa, I have to go look that up. I mean, okay, I might have to just get rid of this." And other people, most people who I tell this to, they're like this, blank stare, thinking about it for about 1.5 seconds. No, they say. "No, I'm a Libra. Once a Libra, always a Libra." Boom, let me just close my eyes, plug my ears, and shut off my brain, because I'm a Libra and that's what's, it doesn't matter if it's true or not. But the reality is they're just closing their eyes to the truth. In fact, in 2016, NASA updated a lot of this information on their website to account for the ever-changing universe. The news exploded across the astrological community like a bomb. And listen to what one person said in response. "We don't want to be dramatic, but NASA ruined our lives. For the first time in 3,000 years, they've decided to update the astrological signs. This means that the majority of us are about to experience a total identity crisis," unquote. Of course, NASA didn't update or change any signs. They were just expressing the reality of a changing universe, of a shifting universe, and astrological signs that have shifted. NASA didn't do it. The Earth did it. The universe did it. It just happened, and they were just updating that information. And so people who base their information off the stars and the signs and the sun and the moon and the constellations, it's all fake. It's all false. It's all passing away. Scientists tell us this whole world's going to explode and fade away anyways. And if you don't have the real living God who created the universe, then what do you have? Stop putting your faith in false idols and false things that don't save. And if you think astrology is true, check this out. This story is amazing. A French researcher who did a lot of research into astrology has proven that people just read into astrology what they want. Half the times it's not even true. Like if they look in a newspaper and they read it and it happens to be true for that day, they're like, "See, astrology's true. Oh my gosh, this is my life. Wow, it's amazing." But on all the other days when it doesn't apply to them and it's not true, oh, they just ignore it and wait for the next day or wait for the next one that is true. But what about the 50%, 70% of times that it's not true and you just ignore it? How can it actually be true when most times it's not true and we just ignore it? I mean, I make fun of the newspapers and I'll say things like, "Let me guess, my astrological reading today, my horoscope is going to say, oh, if I look carefully, I'm going to come into love or money, or I'm going to find a friendship, or I'm going to find a work, a job promotion or something like that." And it's like one of five things always. And I'm almost always right, because they tell the exact same things and they're so broad that they can apply to almost anybody. It's just ridiculous. So this French researcher realized that people read into these things what they want to read into them, and that they're not true in the first place. We just think they're true. And so this guy actually sent a free astrological reading in the newspaper, and he says, let me know if this applies to you. More than 150 people responded to the newspaper ad, and they were sent a 10-page horoscope prediction and reading about a person's life. This is who you are. This is what the stars say. And 94% of people said, yes, this is accurate. This is definitely me. 90% of their family said, yeah, this seems to apply to them. But what the French researcher didn't tell them is that he did not send them their own astrological reading. He sent everybody, all 150 participants, the exact same astrological reading. And the reading was from Dr. Marcel, who is the most notorious mass murderer in all of France. He sent them his astrological reading, and everyone was like, yes, that applies to me. That seems to speak to me perfectly. Oh my gosh, the universe knows who I am. And it was from a psychopath and what was said about him, and people are applying it to their life because that's what they do. We just apply things to our life, whether they're true or not, many times. And Matthew Arnold, who's a Catholic convert, he used to practice tarot cards, and he used to rip people off and make a buttload of money ripping people off and telling them what they wanted to hear. And everyone went away. It was like, wow, this guy knew everything about me because they read into these readings what they wanted. And he made so much money. It was gross how much money he made just off gullible people who just go there searching for answers. He tells them what they want to hear and they go away thinking he knows everything. Listen to what he says and how he gets through to people who he doesn't even know. He says, quote, you learn to use the person's name and flattery, and you manipulate the conversation to make them agree with the readings as they progress. But most of all, I learned to bombard my clients with conflicting information. And they're so busy making connections that afterwards they're only able to remember what applied to them. And not really even only my words so much as the connections they made in their own minds, which make it seem even more accurate. And this is what psychics and palm readers do. They take advantage of you and you read into these things just as those people read into Dr. Marcel's astrological reading. And that's a huge problem. You can look up his whole story. He has a whole CD on it. But Matthew goes on to talk about one lady and how she sold everything she had and she moved to Europe. And she ended up calling him and talking to him and saying, hey, thank you for the advice. I sold my house. I cashed in my bonds. I sold everything and just took time for me and got away from it all. And Matthew's like, eyes wide open. He's thinking, oh my gosh, I never told her even remotely any of that. I have no idea what connections she was making in her mind, but I did not say that. And so people really are fooled by this stuff. Don't be fooled. Don't be gullible. It's not true, except in rare circumstances, which I'm going to talk about in one second. There was one famous psychic who was so famous that she actually used to try to help police solve crime cases. They used to consult her because they believed that she was true. Her name was Sylvia Brown, and she used to charge up to $700 for 20 minutes of consultation. And to be consulted for 20 minutes, I mean, it's a crime to charge $700, especially since she was a fraud, exposing her false claims, her false predictions, and many other things. And it was one of the biggest scandals of the day. So these things are not true. And virtually every medium, psychic, tarot card reader, all of those aren't true. There are like 2% maybe, and I'm guessing here, 1% maybe, that are true. And these are the ones who actually have made pacts with the devil. They actually have the gift of clairvoyance given to them by the devil. They actually have a gift of audiovoyance, meaning you can see things that humans should not be able to see or hear things that humans should not be able to hear. They receive information that they should not know. And that's what we talked about in our last video on the occult. So make sure to check out that video if you haven't seen it, on the occult and uncovering things that we can't know as humans. And the devil can give us these things. But my goodness, these are the people you do not want to go near because they have demonic powers. Listen to what Marcia Montenegro says. She was a former practitioner and she had the gifts of audiovoyance and clairvoyance. Listen to what she says. Quote, being an occult art, astrology is connected to paranormal powers and the occult. This paranormal effect manifested for me when I would concentrate on a person's chart in preparation for a reading or during the session with a client. I would feel a distinct energy flowing between the chart and myself. As someone who was involved in this and related areas for a number of years, I can attest to the dangers inherent in these practices. And she goes on to talk about psychic flashes that she used to have. And Father Gabriel Amorth, who I quoted in the last video, he goes on to talk about particular sensibilities, evil disturbances, evil forces, intimate knowledge. He says these things go hand in hand with people who maybe not are possessed, but are being influenced by the devil. So he says, stay far away. Remember in our last video on the occult, we said that Padre Pio said that the devil is a rabid dog tied to a chain, looking for someone to devour, and he can't strike at you unless you put yourself in his striking distance. So unless you give yourself to him and put yourself in his path by getting into one of these occult practices, astrology, psychics, tarot cards, these can lead to the doorway of darkness, the doorway to the occult. And people have been possessed or been attacked by the devil by getting into these things, even innocently. So if you have been involved in these, I would say run away. Now, if you're just looking in a newspaper for fun and you think it's stupid, it's probably not wrong to just look at the newspapers and mock them. But if you put even 1% of interest in it, or say, oh, I wonder if this is me, or this might apply to me, then you're putting your faith in something that is not God, and it's a false God. The Catechism of the Catholic Church in paragraph 2116 says that all forms of divination are to be rejected. Satan, demons, conjuring the dead, practices that unveil the future, consulting horoscopes, astrology, palm reading, interpretation of omens and lots, clairvoyance, mediums, over and over and over again, they're all to uncover power or history or time or the dead or something like that. And we need to stay away, not only because it's dangerous for our spiritual lives and for ourselves and our souls, but for our eternal life as well. In order to get to heaven, we have to follow God. We have to love God. We have to know God. And we have to be in relationship with God through Jesus Christ. That's the only way. And God can direct our future. He can reveal who we're supposed to be. He alone knows who we're supposed to be, not the stars. The stars are dead. They don't know anything. The gods, well, first of all, the gods don't even exist, but they don't inhabit planets. They don't tell us who they are. I mean, it's all based on fake paganism, Babylonian stuff. They didn't even know anything about the true God. And so we as Christians cannot get into astrological practices of any kind, and we need to stay away from it. And if you have been involved in it, or if you are really maybe steeped in it and you want to get away, people like Moira Noonan, Marcia Montenegro, and others have gotten away. They've had hours of exorcisms and deliverances, and they have been freed from it. But the best thing to do is to go to confession, to ask forgiveness for your sins, and to receive the Eucharist, and also to reject that, outright reject it. Tell God you reject it now and forever. You won't have any part of it. Throw anything and everything away that has to do with it, and remove everything in your life that has to do with it, and say to God, promise to God that you're going to live for him, only him, all in for him from now on. Make that pledge and reject all of that darkness, those deeds of darkness, those supposed gifts of darkness, because God gives us his Holy Spirit, and he can give us true gifts of wisdom and knowledge and discernment and understanding and the power to cast out demons and more. So please don't get into these things. They're fake. They're not real. Don't be gullible. If you know anyone who is into these things, please send them this video, or please buy this book. Check out our new book, Counterfeit Spirituality, Exposing the False Gods. And we talk a lot about Ouija boards and witchcraft and psychics and seances and all that sort of thing. So if you're interested in that, along with yoga, Reiki, centering prayer, acupuncture, karma, reincarnation, or almost any other subject on the New Age and spirituality, please check out our book, Counterfeit Spirituality. And lastly, but not leastly, please, 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 please support us on Patreon or PayPal. One-time donation, yearly donation, monthly donation, all of it helps to save souls and change lives, and our world needs Catholic truth. They're dying, they don't have their truth, and they are believing in false gods. So please support us so we can support and save others. God bless.